Welcome to Lesson 1 of Overcome Hopelessness Now. You know, anytime we start a journey, we have to make sure that we've packed all of the things we'll need. A toothbrush, good hiking shoes, a map. And the same is true when we start our journey of recovery from abuse. We need to step out prepared. And I've seen the negative outcomes that result when we don't build that strong foundation for our journey over and over again. So let's make sure that we have what we need in place and talk about the things that you can do to get off to a great start in your recovery. Today we're going to be covering foundation number one, believing that healing is possible. Now listen, I know you've probably been to therapy. I know you've probably read lots of books and tried maybe groups and different things, and maybe just it feels like you've tried everything under the sun to feel better and yet still find yourself running in circles. Or perhaps you're just now admitting to yourself that the abuse happened, that it's affecting your life, and realizing that you need to deal with it. Whatever the case, there is most likely a part of you that's wondering if you will ever truly heal. And I want to actually invite you to embrace and observe your inner doubter, but by no means give it center stage. For a while here, while we're together, you know, just allow yourself to see recovery almost like an adventure, filled with exploration, an opportunity to be curious, to check things out. And try not to stress about or anticipate end results, because we each walk our own path in life and in recovery. And sometimes a single experience will make everything fall into place, and sometimes it takes a variety of experiences. I came across an anonymous quote the other day that I thought was appropriate to this conversation that we're having. The very act of believing creates strength on its own. I love that. Then I happened upon a scene from Rocky Balboa, and we would certainly be remiss not to heed Rocky's advice, right? So I want to play this clip for you, and this is Rocky's response to his son kind of lamenting about where he is in his life.
You ain't gonna believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. Like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always gonna love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son, you're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life.
Man, I just love that. You know, until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life. You can't really get any clearer than that, right? You know, even if it sounds harsh, our willingness. And that's really all you need in the beginning is the simple willingness to believe that you can change, that you can heal, that it doesn't have to be this way forever. That's always the first step in any journey. And you know, I'm constantly inspired by the wonderful shifts my clients make in their lives. And in particular, one of my clients, a 71-year-old, said to me when we got started, "You know, Rachel, I'm not dead yet. I can still live a life I love." What a great reminder to all of us that it's never too late. So folks, it's important to really tune in to how open you are to the possibility that your thoughts and behaviors can be adapted, modified, and to explore what gets in the way of your believing that you can heal. For example, I remember a time when I thought, well, you know what? I've tried so many things and nothing has worked. Maybe I'm a lost cause. Maybe this is just the way it's going to be. I'm just stuck this way. So, you know, I'll just have to learn to live with it. And that belief, of course, most definitely got in the way of my healing. By acknowledging this belief and then also challenging it, I was able to find hope that I could heal. You may be curious about how I changed my beliefs, but, you know, that would take a whole nother hour to explain. So I'm going to give you one piece of what really helped. I want you to imagine for a moment that I'm asking you to build a birdhouse. And I come over and I give you, you know, some wood and some nails and a spaghetti noodle. And I say, all right, here you go. Here's what you need. Go ahead, start building that birdhouse. I'll be back in an hour to check on you. And so, you know, you set to work trying to put things together and you are really working hard at this. You're actually, you know, diligent and trying. But no matter how much you try to get those nails to go in with that spaghetti noodle, it's just not working. So when I came back in an hour and saw, oh my goodness, you haven't made any progress or very little progress. You know what? My fault. I'm so sorry. Like, I gave you the wrong tool. Here's a hammer. I'll be back in an hour. And now you set to work building this birdhouse with the best tool. And when I come back in an hour, if not done, you've likely made quite a bit of progress. And I think of recovery in very much the same way. I felt like for years I was trying to recover using spaghetti noodles. And, you know, I would make some progress. But once I found the best tools and learned how to use them, recovery became easier, which made believing that I could change and that I could heal much easier as well. And I felt more hopeful. So I share that with you just to encourage you that, you know, sometimes this feeling of things are never going to change is simply because you haven't yet gotten the right tool, but I promise it's out there. Now, one way that you can gauge how open you are to the possibility that you can change is by using a simple scale, where one end is hopelessness and the other end is optimism. And you may find yourself sliding back and forth on this scale sometimes, but overall, just take a moment right now to check in with yourself. Where do you land on this scale? If you're on the hopeless end of the scale, then focusing on shifting your beliefs about your ability to heal is actually the very thing you should put all of your focus on. Because until there is at least a little crack in that door, doing any other healing work can be pointless. It kind of won't stick until you believe that change is in fact possible. One really great way to tune into your capacity to change is to reflect on what is different for you today than, say, a year ago. You know, perhaps it's as simple as the style of your hair or your favorite TV show. So it's helpful to tune into the specifics of what is different, because we are in fact changing and evolving all the time. And we need to remember this when we hit those dark days and it feels like we're never going to be able to change, you know, X, Y, or Z. Most importantly, believing in our capacity to change is the first way we begin to overcome hopelessness. So tomorrow, you'll have an opportunity to further put into practice some of the strategies we've talked about today. But for now, I encourage you to reflect on what one small thing you could do today to connect with the truth that healing is possible.